Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Bob and I live vicariously through each other, and I love when he tells me stories about places that he's visited, things that he's done, and especially artists that he has fallen for. And he falls hard, especially for improv performers, as you will hear on this episode. Enjoy.
Wasn't there a character that used to do that in some ongoing series that they just kept showing up places right behind somebody? I feel like that was a thing in show, but I can't remember specifically enough.
I remember in Veep on a, like, you know, you do another watch through, and what happens is Selena Myers' ex-husband has to disappear, and remember, they think he's dead.
Yeah.
And then if you watch like further, like down the line, every once in a while, he'll just appear in the background.
Okay. Her ex-husband, Dave Pasquese.
Okay.
Of TJ and Dave. My favorite improv team of all time.
Really?
Dave Pasquese is a genius. Dave Pasquese is also the person who delivered one of my favorite jokes. He doesn't tell jokes, but he delivered this joke online because he wanted to show people how to tell a joke. And really killed me. It's not really suitable for on air, but he's a brilliant actor, and he's shown up. He's been in the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, he's been in a lot of stuff. I recently saw him. He was I can't remember what the alien race is called, but he was on the Book of Boba Fett on the Star Wars show.
All right, good. Yeah. You know, I love to see him play, and you'll see TJ Jagodowski on Sonic ads. He's one of the two guys sitting in the front seat of the Sonic ads. Yeah. He's the one with a little less hair, a little more Polish looking, I guess you would
Where
say.
Was this ad? Where, like, in the country, where were they based out of?
I saw them at the Morrow Theater in New York City.
Okay.
My good friend Christine McGee, who I used to be in an improv troupe with at SAC, and her husband Andrew, took me out. I show up in Brooklyn to come see them, and they're like, "We're going to take you to see improv." And I'm like, "Oh, guys, please, no, don't. Come on, you know I see and do a lot of that stuff there. Let's do something different." They're like, "No. You're coming to this. You're going to love this." This is, I may have told you about this. I mean, I sat in this, I had Michael Shannon, the actor.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting a couple rows behind me.
Yeah.
At this, these guys did a 45-minute set. No suggestion from the audience. Screw that, right? And here's the thing. Normally you'd go, "Well, how do we know you're making it up, right?" Well, you know they're making it up. And you can see the joy in the moments when neither one of them knows what's going to happen next. Never fear, never discomfort. Just a pause, a smile, and then start it up again. And they did this for 45 minutes, and I was gobsmacked. I was just stunned.
When was this? How long ago?
This was probably about 15 years ago.
Okay.
15 years ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a crazy trip to New York. I also, on that trip, went and visited Zelda Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think you saw her at the Fringe Festival.
Yeah, you know, she was doing a show this year.
That she took me to a Russian tea room, not the Russian tea room, but a Russian tea room.
There's more than one.
And she introduced me to a burger that, in terms I can use on the air, would make love to my face. And and I have to admit, some love was had for that burger because it was pretty darn good. So there, my New York experience in two chapters.
Nice.
Panam. You could probably tell by the way I was gushing about Dave Pasquese that I'm a little goofy about this actor. In a single 45-minute show, he and his play partner changed the way I view improv. I was literally getting the 7-year itch, and they renewed my interest in the art form. And then getting to shake hands with Michael Shannon after the show, I went off into that night full of inspiration. Now you know why Nick named this episode The Celebrity Crush. Guilty as charged. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next week.